The artificial intelligence space had a genuinely consequential week on two very different dimensions, governance and security. Let's start with governance. The Trump administration is now formally vetting OpenAI and Anthropic models under a new AI oversight regime. The framework isn't fully public yet, but what we know is that it involves review of model capabilities, particularly around dual-use risks, meaning applications that have both civilian and military utility. This is actually a significant departure from the prior approach, which was largely voluntary commitments. Moving to a formal vetting process means there's now a government body that has to sign off before certain model deployments proceed.
For Anthropic specifically, this comes at a moment when the company's new model, called Mythos, is apparently significant enough that its preview demonstration convinced DeepSeek CEO Liang Wenfeng that his Chinese AI lab needed outside capital for the first time. DeepSeek raised $7.4 billion in outside funding, according to reporting from The Information. That's a remarkable amount for a company that had previously operated largely on internal resources from its parent hedge fund, Highflyer Capital. The fact that a preview of a not-yet-released American AI model is driving strategic capital decisions at China's leading AI lab tells you a great deal about where the capability frontier actually is.
The geopolitical dimension of that DeepSeek raise is what I keep coming back to. DeepSeek's previous models, particularly the R1 release earlier this year, were striking because they achieved competitive performance at dramatically lower compute costs than American frontier models. If that efficiency advantage was their strategic moat, why do they now need $7.4 billion? The answer, if the reporting is accurate, is that Mythos represents a capability level that can't be matched through efficiency gains alone. It requires raw compute scaling that only massive capital can fund. This is the AI race dynamic in its most direct form. One company's capability preview triggers a billion-dollar strategic response from a geopolitical competitor.
Now let's talk about the information integrity problem, because the Reddit poisoning story is more serious than its somewhat comedic surface suggests. A subreddit called R, or Poison I, deliberately fed fabricated claims, including a claim that Trump died of rabies, into DuckDuckGo and Brave's AI-powered search results, and those results surfaced the fabricated information as if it were factual. This is a known vulnerability in retrieval-augmented generation systems. If the underlying web data that the AI retrieves has been seeded with false information, the AI will reproduce that false information with the same confident formatting it uses for true information. The fix requires either better source verification, rate limiting on new content, or human review layers, all of which add cost and latency to the system.
What makes this particular instance concerning is the sophistication of the targeting. The subreddit name itself, R, or Poison I, tells you this was an intentional experiment in adversarial data contamination. And it worked. DuckDuckGo and Brave are relatively smaller players in AI search, but the same vulnerability exists in every system that relies on web crawling for real-time information. The technique doesn't require state resources or advanced hacking capabilities. It requires a few dozen coordinated Reddit accounts and some patience. As AI search tools become the primary information interface for hundreds of millions of people, this attack surface becomes one of the most practically important security problems in the information ecosystem.
The Paul Meade departure from Apple to lead OpenAI's hardware division is significant in ways that connect several stories we've been tracking. Meade led the Vision Pro development, a product that Apple shipped at $3,499 and has struggled to find mass market adoption. His move to OpenAI suggests Sam Altman is serious about the hardware ambitions that have been rumored for over a year. OpenAI building dedicated AI hardware could be a direct challenge to both Apple and Google's device ecosystems. The question is what hardware form factor OpenAI is targeting: ambient computing, dedicated inference devices, or something entirely novel. Meade's background in mixed reality suggests the answer might not be a traditional smartphone replacement.
One more AI story worth flagging. Australia is moving to tighten its teen social media ban, but a study shows 85% of teens are still accessing social platforms despite the existing restrictions. That 85% figure is important because it's what regulators in every country considering similar bans will now have to address. If technical restrictions don't work at the device and platform level, the enforcement burden falls on parents and schools, which is both less effective and less scalable. The Australian experiment is becoming the global test case for whether age-gating social media is achievable, and the early evidence suggests the gap between policy intent and actual behavior is substantial.